The Grammy nominations are out today, and to borrow a phrase, this is not your father's Oldsmobile.
Yes. So crazy right now. I look the stairs so deep in your eyes.
That's Beyoncé Knowles and Jay-Z with Crazy in Love, nominated for Record of the Year. 4 out of 5 of this year's nominees in that category are R&B and rap acts. It's much the same picture in the Album of the Year category.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Outkast and their album Speaker Box, The Love Below is nominated this year. Here to talk about the changed flavor of the Grammys is one of our favorite music guys, Tom Moon. He writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
What's the explanation behind all these R&B and hip-hop acts?
Boy, that's the million-dollar question. I think, and it is a question, did the Grammy voters, which are the producers and artists and others that helped form the nominations, did they go after the work that was the most important work and the most consequential work of the year? Or were they finally waking up to the enormous sales that have been happening in urban music the last 3 or 4 years that have not always resulted in Grammy nominations?
It's interesting because there are so many years where it seems like the Grammys operate in almost a parallel universe.
Yeah, exactly. And here we have a record like Outkast, which is by almost any measure one of the most creative pieces of music that we've had in a long time and deserves every sort of award or consideration for every sort of award. You just feel like in previous years they wouldn't have gotten that kind of consideration.
Is this really all about crossover, that these artists are not just, you no longer just hear them on R&B stations, you can hear them all over the radio dial, all over America?
Right, and all over MTV and at sporting events and in contexts that are not music-only contexts. And I think that's important. You know, we're in a world now where people get their music from advertising on television and from many things that are not like the old music radio paradigm.
So when you turn on TV and you see Missy Elliott strutting up the street in a Gap ad, or you watch the All-Star game and you see Beyoncé at center court, all that translates into, we see the results of that here in the Grammy nominations.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, these are impressions that these people are making that are not necessarily the sort of old school impact of 20 program directors in big markets saying, yes, this is the single. I mean, that still happens, certainly happened a lot for Beyoncé this year, but that's not the only way about it.
There are other artists that are now trying to cash in on the popularity of R&B. Justin Timberlake would certainly be an example of that.
On that sunny day, didn't know I'd meet such a beautiful girl walking down the street. Seen those bright brown eyes.
I guess they call this blue-eyed soul.
Right. And he made a beautiful record, though. It's a record that I think some people that knew him in the boy band phase wouldn't have expected, but it's a very credible record. He worked with great people. When he toured, he had an amazing band.
And I guess he picked up his bona fides here because people were probably willing to write him off, and yet look who's backed him up on this.
Right, exactly. And there's a case where the producer has so much influence. We see Pharrell Williams of the Neptunes and the Neptunes themselves having such an impact on this year's Grammys. Pharrell is up for 6 potential awards. And, you know, here's a guy who, when you hire him, whoever you are as an artist, you're going to get something that will be, quote unquote, credible within the urban music world.
Rock acts were also nominated, The White Stripes for Album of the Year and Coldplay for Record of the Year, and their song Clocks.
Trouble that can be named, a tiger's waiting to be tamed, singing you. Oh.
You know, I don't think Clocks has a chance. And I love Coldplay, both the White Stripes and the group Evanescence's record Fallen are in the Album of the Year ballot. And, you know, when you look at those records, as accomplished as they are, against something like Speaker Box, The Love Below by Outkast, that's a tough, tough call. I mean, Outkast really raised the bar for a lot of people this year.
And do you, as you look at this list, do you have any favorites? Who do you hope will really walk across that stage?
I got to say, Outkast. I'm addicted to that record. It's a record that I really believe in as an artistic statement, and I think that it does have enough commercial stuff on it to where people who are just casual observers of hip-hop and R&B will get it, and yet it's a state-of-the-art kind of record.
Come on, Tom. You just want to see how crazy they're going to be when they walk and they bound up on stage.
Of course.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.